This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I was in a bad mood this morning. I am still in a bad mood. I was sleeping, maybe fell asleep at about 10 p.m. last night, 10, 11, 5 a.m. One of my cats wants to do playtime. She keeps waking me up and smacking me. She'll smack me. I bring her up on the bed because she can't jump on the bed like the other ones can. Then she wants her up tummy, so I try to turn around, put my back to her, and then she keeps smacking me with her paw to wake me up. So I go turn around and then do scratch tummy. She likes to lick my fingers. She likes to nibble on my fingers. This went on for 30 minutes. And finally, it was 5:29. I'm like, you know what? I'm getting up. And I'm tired. When I don't sleep, I am grumpy. And I'm going to come home, and she's going to be like, meow. Yeah, and I'm going to be like, leave me the hell alone, all right? You're on my poop list. And I do. I do cuss in front of the cats, and she is Sashi on my list. But, you know, there are little hacks. We've spoken about this. There's articles today talking about little hacks to make you happy. I think these things work, and I use them a lot. Now, I know some of you say, well, if I'm in a grumpy mood, just go and drink some caffeine. We're going to be talking about caffeine. A lot of us might be drinking too much caffeine. So we're going to be talking about that in a little bit. But there's ways to make yourself happy without going to the sugar, going to the caffeine, going to the drugs. And oftentimes, we could change our mood instantaneously. And many of you heard that we're studying ketamine and magic mushrooms and things like that as it pertains to mood. And this is against every grain that we have been taught since the 80s. This is your brain on drugs. You don't be doing things for instant gratification or for temporary high. But scientists and psychiatrists and psychologists and these mental health experts are learning that sometimes you could deflect the trajectory of poor mental health, even if it is temporary. Now, you still have to get to the root of the problem. You have to understand why you're unhappy. I know why I'm unhappy today, because the stupid cat. And she's going to do it again tomorrow. And, you know, my husband says, well, why don't we maybe gate her up? Or No. She's going to yell and comment and bug until I get, no. I'm not going to sleep the next few days. The time change, they're all out of whack. It's just going to happen. But I do like the idea of looking at little things that can change your mood. Okay, so for me, it's comedy. I need to see a funny meme. I need to see something funny. You know, a lot of times I will post things about Mondays or about, you know, in-laws or about a holiday or something because I know some people are grumpy. But when they see that a lot of us are kind of feeling that same way, now it doesn't make you feel that bad. So, you know, one thing that I posted the other day is I'm on, let's say, social media or Facebook, and all of a sudden it's a long post. And I like to just scroll and see things quickly. I'm not a big Twitter fan, but I like Facebook when it's just quick. You don't have to read a lot. And you start to see this big spiel from a friend of yours or whatever, and then it says, see more. And then you have to click on it, and sometimes I click on it, and there's paragraph after paragraph after paragraph, and I'm like, oh, to hell with this, and then I get grumpy. I'm like, why did I click on it? Now I have to read it. If I don't read it, you know what? So I posted, hey, guys, I'm too lazy. I am not going to read a see more. If there's something that says see more, it's not going to get read. And I think that happens after 200 characters. So go leave it to 200 characters. or I'm not reading it. Sorry. And the funny thing is people reach out to me going, thank you. That's how I feel, too. So another happiness hack is talking about what makes you grumpy. Talk about it. Tax season is coming up. You don't like it. You don't like it when somebody's mean to you. You don't like it that there's all these orange cones and people are cheating and taking cuts in front of you. You don't like it that you're going to the grocery store and it's costing you this much money. You know, when you see these things that are going viral, like these McDonald's meals for $20 or whatever, that to me is therapy. That's people, you know, just kind of complaining and griping. So the next happiness hack is not only find something that makes you laugh and makes you smile, but talk about it. I mean, now, don't lose your job. Don't lose, you know, don't say my boss is X, Y, and Z. But if there is something that makes you grumpy, a lot of times you find validation. Now, there's always some idiot that goes, oh, how could you say that about asparagus, making your urine smell odd? Asparagus, it has saved the lives of all. Okay, you know what? Just get the hell off my feed. At least Facebook allows you to hide them or whatever. But, you know that bad things and things are going to bug you and things are going to get you grumpy. So maybe for a quick moment, hack number three is write down the things that happened that were good. What went well? Well, one of my stocks went up. All right, that's pretty good. That's a positive. Nobody gave me the middle finger when I was driving to work today. Very cool. Okay. Nobody gave me a guilt trip in my family. All right. So sometimes write down things that are going good. And I understand your health, all that, really important, but I understand that might not be enough. But, you know, something that, you know, have a hobby. Have a hobby. Your life can't all be about work and family. Have a hobby. If you want the family to be a part of that hobby, great. If not, but something you've always wanted to do, do. If you've always wanted to learn how to cook, take a cooking class. Get a cookbook, practice. You've always wanted to paint. There's this place called Pinot's Palace, and they do these little parties where everybody has wine or champagne or whatever, and then they paint a picture, and they make jokes, and they teach you how to paint a picture, and you get done, and you paint a great picture. Something like that could be pretty fun. I'm not very artistic. But I got to tell you, it cheers you up. Another thing that cheers me up is going for a drive. Get some good music on and just go for a drive. And, you know, and then plan something fun. You know, a water ski trip. Snowmobiling trip. A trip to your friends. But make sure you're having fun. 1-877-DOCTOR-LA, don't go away.
Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we talked about little happiness hacks, and I know many of you in the morning, when you are grumpy in the morning, you go to caffeine. And why are we grumpy in the morning? Is it because of our hormones, like our cortisol being high? Is it because we didn't get a good night's sleep? We have sleep apnea? Is it because we don't like our job? And so people go to the stimulants. These stimulants have been used to help people get over their addiction to food. Not permanently, but many people use stimulants for weight control. People use stimulants to get through school. School just seems to be a little bit more interesting when they could be on their stimulants. Work seems to go a little easier. And caffeine is a stimulant. It's a drug. For those people that are going to caffeine, they are using a drug. And because there's some health benefits to coffee, we doctors let it happen. I, as a doctor, always ask, well, how much are you drinking? And why are you drinking it? Some people say it helps them potty. Others say, I just can't function without the coffee. Well, if you were a prisoner of war, or if you were, you wouldn't be getting coffee then. Are you sure you can't function? Now, don't get too dependent on it. Well, the National Coffee Association says that the average American drinks over 3 cups of coffee a day. I'm not a coffee drinker. I don't like coffee. I don't like the stains. I'm not a, don't really like the taste. I mean, I could tolerate it if I add sugar and cream, but I don't need those calories. Now, have I had a caffeinated beverage? I have. Not all the time, but sometimes I do need caffeine. Sometimes I'll drink a little diet soda. Again, not healthy. Coffee would be a healthier version, but I just don't like the taste of coffee. But many people are now overdoing it with their energy. And caffeine intoxication can happen when you have dangerously high levels of caffeine. It could cause issues with your breathing, seizures, and there have been cases of death from caffeine intoxication. Back in 2017, I told you about a South Carolina high school student. They collapsed in class and died. And the coroner's report said it was caffeine. The caffeine induced a cardiac arrhythmia, which is an abnormal heart rhythm. It was 16-year-old Davis Allen Cripe. And Davis died within an hour of drinking this caffeinated drink. But what was interesting is the amount of caffeine he ingested was not very high. According to Richland County Coroner, and this was 7 years ago, Cripe drank within a 2-hour period a large Mountain Dew, an energy drink, and a cafe latte from McDonald's. He had no prior medical history, no prior medical issues, and he didn't have a family history of heart issues. So the Mountain Dew had 54 milligrams of caffeine per 14 fluid ounces. So a 20-ounce drink was probably about 100 milligrams of caffeine. The energy drink, depending on the brand, 80 milligrams to some of these have 300. A cafe latte from McDonald's, medium size, had 142 milligrams of caffeine. So in total, this kid took in 320 milligrams of caffeine within 2 hours. Now, what is the lethal dose of caffeine? Well, you know, being it was a high schooler, 16-year-old, we could use the adult range. So a lethal dose of caffeine in adults ranges from 150 to 200 milligrams per kilogram body weight. Now, back in 2017, they said a 70-kilogram adult, you know, would hit the lethal level at 10 grams or 10,000 milligrams. I think they're starting to realize that number is not the case. In fact, CNN says you could start seeing toxic effects at 1,200 milligrams. So I think anywhere between, you know, a couple thousand on up, that could be an issue. But still, the kid only had 320 milligrams. Now, to me, that's a lot. A Mountain Dew, an energy drink, and a cafe latte. That is a lot. But once the electricity of the heart is disrupted, it's qualitative instead of quantitative. It was just the wrong amount at the wrong time that might have messed with the electricity. Caffeine also causes vasoconstriction, so blood flow to the heart could be compromised. In 2014, researchers from Barcelona found energy drinks to be linked to a rare cases of heart attack and arrhythmia. Now, I understand that a cup of joe averages 95 milligrams of caffeine and an energy drink is 80. But as I've said time and time again, it takes a long time to drink a cup of coffee. You're sipping small sips because it's hot and because it tastes like crap. And so you don't really down a cup of coffee. People will down an energy drink. And so I think there is an issue where you have to look at the time. So CNN does a nice piece talking about caffeine intoxication. And caffeine intoxication is where you have dangerously high levels of caffeine in the system. Trouble breathing, seizures, and, you know, we don't really recommend more than 400 milligrams. The U.S. FDA defines the limit of caffeine to 400 milligrams a day. That's the equivalent to 4 to 5 cups of coffee. But if kids, and this kid, sadly, may rest in peace, isn't the only one. I have seen young kids, well, they will grab two large energy drinks. There's this, I don't know what the brand is, but it's 300 milligrams each, and they're grabbing two of them. Well, now they're at 600. And if they consume both of those before lunch, that's a few hour period. So I'm not saying if you drink over 400 milligrams, it could kill you. But if 320 milligrams could kill, you have to understand that your heart is very delicate. And the heart wants, well, to preserve its electricity. And when you caffeinate and vasoconstrict and you stress anything that has to do with the heart, that could be an issue. It can also mess with your potassium levels. So some people who drink a lot of coffee, they got to pee a lot. Well, then you might lose your potassium. That could also weaken your kidneys. But yeah, there has been documented cases from caffeine intoxication, anxiety, hallucinations, migraines, swelling of the brain, seizures. Some of the medical students told me that they were getting gum, that there's caffeine gum. And I'm like, that could jumpstart your heart. Be careful. So what do you do if you think there's a caffeine overdose? Well, get a person into the hospital immediately. This isn't something that you're going to care for by yourself, because we got to check the heart and we got to check the salts. All right? Sometimes we might use activated charcoal to bind to the coffee to prevent it from getting absorbed. Other times it will try to slow down the heart. If that's the problem, we might hydrate you with fluids. We might use benzodiazepines to prevent seizures. But just keep in mind that a lot of these things have caffeine. In fact, they want to caffeinate food. I heard they want to caffeinate toothbrushes. But the big issue here is figuring out why it is you're hitting the caffeine. Are you not sleeping? Do you not like your job? Are you not concentrating? Is it that you're going to the caffeine so you don't eat? You know, I get that stimulants might make people feel better. I get that. But I would rather we deal with why you're not feeling good. And, you know, we've been compensating. I mean, me, I like sugar. So to wake myself up in the morning, I eat a little bit of cereal. Now, that is not the healthiest thing to do, because you should not be eating sugar in the morning. But I got to tell you, when I wake up and I have sugar, I'm a happy girl. But then what happens? Well, just like with caffeine, with sugar, after a few hours, that euphoria drops. It wears off. And you can't keep eating sugar throughout the day. You can't keep having caffeine throughout the day. Many of you will then turn to wine. All right, well, then I'll do my caffeine in the morning and my wine at night. Then you can't sleep because of the wine, and then you go back to the caffeine in the morning. So just be aware, understand that there are limits, and that, you know, there is such a thing as caffeine intoxication, and understand that if you feel like you need to hit the caffeine, you need to know why is that. Is it that you're sitting too long? Maybe you just need to get up and get some exercise. 1-877-FLA.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration, irrigation systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The cleanup is continuing Friday as severe weather took a toll on a number of states with reports of tornadoes in Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio. 10 Americans were rescued from an operation led by Florida Republican Congressman Corey Mills after the U.S. sent troops to evacuate non-essential personnel from the embassy in Haiti on Sunday. Congressman Mills expresses frustration with the State Department and his commitment to being there for the American people on Fox Business.
If they're unwilling to do their jobs, then people like myself will step up and do it for them. The private citizens who represent the greatness of America will step up and do it for them.
According to newly released federal government data, President Joe Biden only deported 0.25% of Venezuelan illegal immigrants encountered by ICE officials in the last fiscal year. A new report out says people will spend over $2 billion this Easter. This is USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Airbnb is starting to crack down on these surveillance cameras inside rental properties. Now, we have talked about how you need to be really, really careful when you are renting in another person's home, where there could be things in there. In fact, I was watching one video where cameras can be hidden in the alarm clock, which is facing the bed or facing the bathroom where you change. There's video cameras that could be hidden. Or there's cameras in plain sight, but are aimed, they're outside, but they're aimed into the bedroom. So you don't necessarily look outside. You don't think to look, but there's a camera looking inside. And so why? Well, one, you know, some people might be peeping Toms, or they want to be able to, I don't know, blackmail you, who knows. Or another reason is that people steal, people break damage,
And so when they say, sorry, that was there before I got here, you can't keep my deposit, the owner is like, but here's the proof. There you are breaking the vase. There you are accidentally tearing into the couch. I got the video proof. Pay up. So I don't have an Airbnb. I hear that it's a headache, that people can trash the place. I don't even know if in my neck of the woods we could even do it. I know there's certain rules about using properties. I only have one property that I live in. But I could just imagine somebody coming to Las Vegas where I live, partying it up, and then I have a damaged property. So I'm not that excited about that. Well, Airbnb is now going to introduce a worldwide ban on the use of security cameras inside rental properties, which is probably making some of you go, uh-oh, was I videotaped? You could have been. So the changes are going to start at the end of next month. The online rental platform says the move aims to simplify its rules on security cameras and prioritize the privacy of guests. Airbnb users have previously voiced concerns about the use of indoor surveillance cameras. They said these changes were made in consultation with our guests, hosts, and privacy experts, and will continue to seek feedback to help ensure our policies work for our global community. It's been reported by BBC. They say as the majority of listings on Airbnb do not report having a security camera, this update is expected to impact a smaller subset of listings. Airbnb's current rules allow the use of security cameras in common areas, living room, hallways, as long as the location of the equipment is made clear on the property's listing. The updated policy will ban the use of outdoor cameras at point inside properties. So these outdoor cameras that will angle towards the building, then no. Airbnb does not allow surveillance cameras to be in private areas like bedrooms and bathrooms. The new rules will still allow the use of doorbell cameras and noise monitors in common areas. These devices also have to be disclosed on the property's listing page. Airbnb says it seeks to balance the need for hosts to be able to monitor the security of the property and be aware of issues such as unauthorized parties while prioritizing the privacy of guests. So I guess Saturday Night Live did some spoof about a camera being hidden in a toilet, etc. Here's the thing. I think we as Americans need to understand that we are always being surveilled. I mean, I'm going to be seeing my nephews, and I had to get a hotel room in one of the cities that we're going to be driving to. And lo and behold, my phone all of a sudden pops up an ad. I wasn't even using my phone. The only thing I did was tell my husband, I'm going to get a hotel in Lincoln, Nebraska. And then after that, my phone, so you know the phones listen. And do they capture that? There's been some reports that things are captured but then deleted. I don't want things captured and deleted. What if I'm telling somebody off? What if I'm talking about a boss? What if I'm, what if I'm trying to flirt with somebody? Do I really want that captured? So there's satellites. There's cameras. I had to fix my bra at Walmart, and I'm looking around to see if anybody's looking as I'm trying to just kind of, readjust. Did I look up? Did I realize there's cameras everywhere? I used to buy clothes at, I forget what clothing store it was. It wasn't a fancy one. And there was a camera on the ceiling in the middle of the dressing room areas. And it looks like it was outside the doors. But when I got inside and I'm looking at the mirror, you could completely see the camera, which means the camera is picking up what's on the mirror inside the dressing room. You're always on camera. Just know that. You don't want to be paranoid. You want to know you have safe spaces. But when you're on vacation, it sounds like you could be filmed. It sounds like there could be audio. And, these are things you need to be aware of. Your emails, your texts. We do need privacy, but we gave up that privacy willingly when we introduced tech. And I've seen many of my Gen X friends and baby boomers, over the years go, I'm never getting a smartphone. I'm never doing that. Well, they tempted us with the apps. Look at all these cool apps. Look at the cars. Tesla or some of these self-driving cars. Some of my friends are just watering at their salivating at the mouth about getting one of these electric vehicles and all the cool apps. Yet what did we hear from one of these companies? That some of the people that worked there were watching the videos from some of the cameras on the vehicles. And one guy ran out to his car naked to go get something, and they saw that on video. The more tech, the less privacy. That's why I was so slow and reluctant to do the whole digital computerized medical records. I'm like, somebody could hack into them. We really want to do this? Yeah, but this is great. Now you could send those medical records to another state if they're in an ER. I don't know how easy that is. I've been doing telemedicine. They go, can you see my medical records from this clinic? And I, no, they're not here. I can't access them. So they tempted us, and maybe one day we will be able to have all our medical records. I remember before smartphones and things like that, they said we would have microfiche. They called it microfiche, where you would have all your records on a microfiche, and then you bring the microfiche to somebody, and then they scan it. Well, that only lasted 2 seconds. So I love my smartphone. I love the fact that we could rent a person's house and not have to have a hotel. I think that's cool. But understand that there could be cameras. Hotels could also have cameras. The rooms are not supposed to. Now, me, I always turn the alarm clock to the wall. Not because of the camera, although now I might as well do it for that reason as well, but because in the middle of the night, sometimes it's so neon that the light is, like, waking me up. So I turn the alarm clock. I don't need an alarm clock because I have my phone. So I turn it towards the wall. And maybe do that because apparently there could be cameras hidden in those things. Look at the vents. Look at, there could be cameras and mirrors. And it's really frustrating to think that you would be away from your home and not have privacy. But we have very sick individuals. But you also have people that really wreck places. And these owners don't want their homes destroyed. And so what's the answer? Not to mention squatters, things that, you know, there's been reports of people building homes and then squatters jumping in the day of closing. So you need surveillance so you know what's going on. But people need privacy. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So another headline, this coming from CBS News, is most young U.S. adults are financially dependent on their parents. Now, you would think this is nothing new, but it is an issue that is very, very concerning. And it also is pretty demonstrative about how messed up the economy, the housing market, things are. And so I grew up as a Gen X wanting to get the hell away from my parents. When they said, sorry, our roof, our rules. And I'm like, well, then let me get the hell out of this house. You know, they go, well, how are you going to eat? I'll go, I'll work. I don't want your rules. I don't want your house. I need to get away from you. I'll support myself. And I did. When I was 18, got a job at Jack in the Box, made $4 an hour. Then I also tutored, did whatever I could to support myself, and that was legal and ethical. Never had to, working style, side jobs, secretarial jobs, things like that. And I was able to support myself. But things are different now. Okay, I could get an apartment or rent a room. I didn't get my own apartment, but I could rent a room for $100-something a month. Now, you can't really find roommates that easily. You don't want to trust roommates after all these movies, like Single White Female and all these movies that show these, you know, roommates or friends. I think that scared a lot of people into getting a roommate. That episode of Friends where Joey leaves and Chandler now lives with this new guy that's a real, you know, mess. So, according to CBS, young adults in the U.S. are experiencing a very different trajectory than the parents. More of them are hitting key milestones later in life, also taking on more debt. This according to a new report from the Pew Research Center. They say a majority of young adults say they remain financially dependent on their parents to some extent. They receive help paying their rent. Maybe they're on their parents' phone service. 45% of people 18 to 34 describe themselves completely financially independent from their parents, which means 55% of young adults need their mommy and daddy. Not surprisingly, they say the younger members of the group, those 18 to 24, are the most likely to rely on their folks for financial support. More than half relying on their parents to take care of basic household expenses. A significant share of the 30 to 34-year-olds also need assistance. One in five saying their parents provide aid for their household bills. And so, you know, I had told you that I had let my boys live at home for as long as they needed. And one, if they went to school. Two, if they were saving up for their own place. But one of my friends had said, well, you know, why aren't they going into an apartment? And I said, they can if they want to. But the amount of money one was making while in school and with a job, they wouldn't have been able to afford it. I would have had to pay. And when my friend said, so, it'll be good for them. It won't be good for them. What are they learning me paying? And I don't have money to pay my mortgage plus rent. These apartments are about $2,000 a month. And when you ask people to go get roommates or go find, a lot of people, I don't want to spend money. I'm at home. Or I'm living with my girlfriend. Or I'm going to move in 2 months. So me, what I learned when I was 18, living on my own and dealing with roommates, it was invaluable. But as a Gen X mother, seeing what things cost now, I'd rather the kids save up and then purchase a house. But look at the housing market right now. The housing market's ridiculous. What are the interest rates? 7-point-something%. So even though years ago I was like, oh, this is horrible, this is horrible, this is horrible. It's still horrible, but not. Now I understand a little bit more about what's going on. You know, these phone plans, they'll, you could save money on a family plan. You can save money streaming on family streaming services. And so, you know, when you listen, when you, you know, really study these business shows and business experts and business advice, it's don't accrue any more debt, pay off your debt, invest, and save money where you can. Downsize, get roommates, combine housing. So some financial experts will say, yeah, if you have family members who are never home because they're always working or traveling, but they have three separate residences, doesn't it make more sense for everybody to just rent a room? Or be under, you know, or combine. I know families that'll combine into large houses. Now, I think there's certain laws in certain states. But I remember having patients where 2-3 families lived under one roof. The kids shared a big, huge room. The parents took turns babysitting, taking the kids to school. Family meals, safety in numbers. You know, and so it's not a brand new idea. People have been doing this for a while where families would figure out how to, I mean, especially when you grow up poor. My families for generations were always poor. My guess is they figured out how to all live under the same roof. Now, we shouldn't be that poor, but now these kids have ridiculous debt, student loans. I didn't have to have a cell phone, cable. All I needed when I was in college is transportation, and I walked for 2 years until I was able to buy myself for $1,600 or $1,800 a Chevy Chevette, and I made payments on it without any interest, because when they said, okay, now we're going to do a loan, I go, no, I'm going to give you $1,800, but I'll pay for it in 10 payments. And that's all you're going to get. And we did it that way. I was really grateful for that. But I didn't need to pay for Wi-Fi, cell phone service. I didn't need to pay for all of that. Now the average person is expected to have email. The average person is expected to have a cell phone. The average person is expected to, you know, have Wi-Fi, whatever. And so that starts to complicate matters. Not to mention these homes and these are, and apartments are pretty darn expensive. So relying on the parents is a worrisome thing, because if these 34-year-olds are not able to be financially independent, what happens when mommy and daddy die off? Who are they going to rely on? We don't need a dependent society. Now, this poll, these findings came from two surveys. One was 3,000 adults with at least one child between 18 and 34 whom they had contact. The second survey included 1,500 adults, 18 to 34, with at least one living parent with whom they had contact. And so a big thing, a lot of it was college debt. Young adults who own their own homes were taking on more mortgage debt. Homeowners aged 29 to 34 had $190,000 in mortgage debt today versus $120,000 in 1993. So, you know, I have two boys. I want to urge that they save, buy real estate. I couldn't tell them to do it now. It's too expensive. The average home in Las Vegas, Nevada is $300,000-$400,000. They don't have that money. They're not making that money. They're students. Or one just recently graduated. I'm not going to help pay. I got to deal with my own mortgage. So all I could do is help share expenses. But I'm not going to pay for a completely separate house. Now, what some parents might do is buy a separate investment property, but how's that teaching the kid? See, me, I knew when I was 18 that if I didn't work, I starved. So I need to work. And I would be homeless. If I didn't find a place to live, I'd be homeless. All right? That fear kept me working, kept me going. But we're not doing that to our kids right now. We're like, you know what? You could always come home. You could always come home. Well, then now you see a lot of people not working. Or they're in between jobs, or they're not really finding a career. Well, if they're in their 30s and they're struggling, how do they run the country later?
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized
neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.